From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Within hours, President Obama will sign a bill that extends Bush-era tax cuts by 2 years and gives millions of out-of-work Americans more time to collect unemployment. The compromise Mr. Obama struck with Republican leaders outraged many Democrats who oppose extending tax cuts to the wealthiest Americans. The package isn't the only pressing matter. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on a few other bills that President Obama believes are important enough to stay in town as long as Congress is in session.
Originally, President Obama was scheduled to go to Hawaii with his family this weekend. They spend Christmas and New Year's every year in Honolulu, where he grew up. But the first family is going without Mr. Obama. He's staying in town to sign any legislation that comes to his desk. There are three bills that the White House hopes Congress will pass before the end of the session: repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, passage of the DREAM Act, and a bill providing health benefits to 9/11 first responders. All three have passed the House, and now Democrats are trying to overcome Republican resistance in the Senate. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Reports of more suspected U.S. drone missile attacks in northwest Pakistan today. Local officials say dozens of people believed to be militants were killed in the Khyber tribal region near the Afghan border. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports that the area that was hit today does not usually see such attacks.
Intelligence officials tell news agencies that U.S. drone aircraft unleashed three separate strikes on suspected militants in the Khyber Agency, one of seven that makes up Pakistan's federally administered tribal areas. The rapid succession of strikes in an area not usually targeted may signal an expansion of the CIA drone program. The first strike reportedly targeted the headquarters of Lashkar-e-Islam, a local Taliban ally that has not been named as a source of international militants. A similar strike the day before is reported to have killed seven suspected militants. The White House said in its review on the war in Afghanistan that Pakistan's security forces have depleted militant havens, including al-Qaeda's, in Pakistani tribal areas, but not fast enough. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The U.S.'s top military officer is expressing optimism the Pakistani military can still shut down Taliban havens on its soil. Admiral Mike Mullen told reporters in Kabul today that there's no doubt American and Afghan troops, as well as Pakistani forces, are making gains against insurgents.
We have made significant progress with respect to al-Qaeda over the course of the last year, since the president originally announced the strategy, and we fully intend to keep that pace up and that focus.
This a day after the Obama administration officially released its review of U.S. military policy in Afghanistan. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down slightly at 11,498. This is NPR. A NASA inspection team is looking at Space Shuttle Discovery and its external fuel tank at the Kennedy Space Center this afternoon. From member station WMFE in Orlando, Mark Simpson reports engineers successfully loaded fuel into the tank this morning and will run tests throughout the day to see if repairs to fix the leak on the tank will hold.
Space Shuttle Discovery has been sitting on the launch pad at the Kennedy Space Center since September. That's when a leak in the fuel system of the shuttle scrubbed a liftoff attempt. The launch was further delayed when cracks in the external fuel tank were discovered. Engineers have been working on a fix since then. Shuttle Mission Manager Mike Linebach says he's been pleased with the fueling tests so far.
It feels a little bit like launch, but, you know, it's a test, and that's okay. We're doing what we need to do today to prove out the tank and then go study that data and get ready to fly.
NASA will finish collecting data on the fueling test through the weekend. Then Shuttle Discovery is scheduled to be rolled back to the massive vehicle assembly building in preparation for a slated February 3rd liftoff to the International Space Station. For NPR News, I'm Mark Simpson in Orlando.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says he is more afraid of being extradited to the U.S. than Sweden, where he's accused of sexual assault against two women. Today in Britain, Assange told reporters that he feared a secret U.S. grand jury probe was underway against him and his organization for leaking large amounts of classified information that he says the public had a right to see. Assange was released yesterday on bail 9 days after he surrendered to British authorities over charges lodged by the Swedish government. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.